The Importance of History Education, Judges 10:11-14.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh said to the children of Israel, "Didn't I save you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines? Sidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Maonites oppressed you, and you cried to me, and I saved you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me and served their gods. Therefore I will save you no more. Go and cry to the gods which you have chosen. Let them save you in the time of your distress." Some people argue that believing in the Bible encourages children to avoid education. Here's an example where the opposite is obviously true. Israel decided to sin 7 ways against God and then beg Him to save them afterward. In response, God reminds them of their history. It is obvious that God expected them to remember what God had done for them. Here we learn that knowing history is not only a good idea, it's a moral obligation. A belief in the Bible gives children the moral basis for an education in history, because it's where we learn how to avoid bad consequences and get the benefits of good ones. Now let's consider life without the Bible. If there is no standard to live by, who are we to assume that the future will even be like the past at all? This is especially true if you think that everything we see evolved by random chance. If it all got here randomly, then it could go away randomly, couldn't it? Why would we think that we would get the same results by repeating bad behavior? Who says what bad means anyway? An education in history, among many other things, really loses value when you don't believe in what the Bible says. The Bible is based on real history. This fact exposes it to constant scrutiny. Notice that it has survived quite nicely and unchanged. God uses it to demonstrate His truth. It also leaves us with no excuse for ignoring it. That's what Israel discovered on this very day. History also helps us as Christians to give thanks. When you remember what God has done for you yesterday, you have something to give thanks for right now. So, not only does the Bible encourage us to get an education in history, it can change our whole attitude about life. When God uses history, it shows how amazing He is. But this is only a small part of what He is capable of. History is looking back in time. God can look forward too. This makes the Bible far more educational than anything else the world has to offer.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.